involved in Year Zero?
Well, as Pat said, you know, the three of us, we all did a movie a couple of years ago called America the Mental, which has never been released. We had a couple screenings of it, but it got rejected from every festival we sent it to. And it was, what we thought it was a comedy, but most people that watched it thought it was some dark, disturbing satire about America. But yeah, so that was, that's out there, and it's on the torrent sites. But we really, you know, would like to get it released at some point, so if anybody from Netflix or whatever is listening, give us a call. But yeah, we all met through that, and like Pat said, we were working on the DVD box for that to send out to everyone that worked on it. And the effect I was doing on the DVD box, you know, it's kind of a posterized effect in Photoshop, and Pat was like, oh, we should use that to make like a graphic novel out of pictures. And then from there, you know, Richard just, you know, went nuts, and 2.5 years later, here we are.
Okay, so when did the idea for zombies come in? Because when I spoke to Pat a couple of days ago, this was kind of before the whole zombie renaissance that's kind of taken over Hollywood the past, like, year or so with Walking Dead and things like that. So how did that come about?
I think Pat just was like, yeah, what about a thing where it was like a guy trapped in his apartment and his roommates are trying to eat him? You know? So that's, you know, the original, I guess, nugget of an idea that, and then, you know, Richard wrote a script from there, and yeah, I mean, we're not like crazy. I mean, Richard's pretty into zombies, but yeah, I've never been crazy into zombies or anything like that. I guess it was just a happy coincidence that it became so popular.
Okay, did you guys do any like type of research to kind of prepare yourself for this? I mean, because zombies are something that, yeah, a lot of people know things about, but I mean, it's something that if you watch, you know, films that are related to it, you kind of get a better idea. So how did you prepare to kind of like immerse yourself in this?
Oh, I don't think we did really at all. I mean, I don't think Richard really, you know, watched anything in particular. He just kind of, you know, came up with it. You know, he didn't, I don't think, you know, watch a whole bunch of zombie films or anything like that. He just, you know, he just wrote it right from his head.
Okay, the film has this really gritty feel, very Frank Miller, Sin City-esque to it. Do you think that was like Richard's intention all along, or was that something that was kind of like sculpted as the film was being produced?
Well, I remember we were talking about that, like when we were, because originally, like Richard, like we took all the pictures and then Richard animated them all. Most of the pictures actually, you know, not besides just being produced in his basement, made in his basement, most of the shots you see in the movie were shot in his basement. So he had, you know, people coming in and out of there all the time over a couple of years, taking, you know, lots and lots of still shots. And then he hand animated all of those in some like really old program on his Dell. It wasn't even Photoshop. He did that in. And then from there, we put it together in Final Cut at my house and like put together a rough assembly. And, you know, you can do limited camera moves in Final Cut, stuff like that. And then we were like, well, you know, this would be a lot cooler if it could look a lot more like you know, Sin City, or, you know, like a motion comic. And so, you know, I did a little research and found out that After Effects was the program to do that in, and, you know, got a copy of After Effects, and then Richard and I messed around with it, and then he went back in his basement, became an After Effects, you know, pro from there.
Yeah.
Mostly, you know, we should also thank here, and I think Richard would be with me on this, all the 11-year-old kids on YouTube who have tutorials for Photoshop and for After Effects. I don't know if you know this, but if you need to learn anything technological, there's some 12-year-old kid in Sheboygan who has like 4,000 tutorials on YouTube. There's just, it's amazing. Like, I don't know how these kids know these programs so well, but not once have I gone to a tutorial on YouTube and the guy had, you know, had hit puberty yet.
So you think, considering all of this, like, the way thought a movie could be made has changed?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we've always kind of thought, you know, like, that's what we did with the feature. Like, the feature we made for a budget of nothing, you know. We pretty much ran around with the same camera Richard used to do the stills for Year Zero, and, you know, we realized, like, Richard and I both, you know, have a history of as actors, you know, doing extra work and small parts and being on lots and lots of film sets. And, you know, you work on a like we worked on like I Am Legend and stuff like that, where it's $100 million budget, and you know, as a stand-in or whatever, you spend 90% of your day doing nothing and getting paid. So there's lots of waste in the very, very large budget productions. So if you really only have, you know, two people or three people, you know, you really don't have to spend any money.
Okay.
And with the tools these days, I mean, like computer, I mean, it's amazing what you can do with your home computer.
Okay, so for people that are interested in getting into this type of animation, can you just describe that process and how long it takes?
Yeah, I mean, Richard spent a lot of time on, I mean, it really, I mean, I think it wouldn't have taken so long if, like, he'd had a better computer to start with, because he started it all on this, you know, 10-year-old Dell that makes a lot of noise, and then last fall he bought a Mac Mini and did a lot of the rendering on there, but it's a long process. But I mean, if you're, you know, if you have more money, it's like a lot quicker process. It's the faster your processor on your computer and the more memory you have, it can take a lot less time, but it's still very time consuming. I mean, you have to go in for any kind of motion, you have to go in frame by frame and, you know, move everything with puppet tool or move the camera. You know, I mean, it's very, very time consuming and a lot of keyframes.
Okay, what's your favorite part of the film?
I just love all the people's heads getting chopped off, like in the blood splatter. I mean, that was something like Richard was working on for a long time, and we were trying to figure it out, and then I forget what the tool is, but there's a tool that does like the blood splatter for you, so you don't have to do it frame by frame so much.
Mm-hmm.
So you specify like a time and it'll generate the blood effect. So I don't know, I really dug that stuff, and I dig the whole look of it. It looks really cool. It's just amazing that it came out so well, and that, I mean, I'm still shocked. Like Pat was saying, like Pat and I had a couple of conversations when it got to Tribeca. Like, do you think we should like tell anybody? But we should wait until we see it on the website, because Richard might have just had a psychotic break.